Not only that, when Mom wants to give her a bath, she would verbally refuse.
You can't tell me what to do. You're not my real mom.
Yet just 10 days ago, this girl who had just been picked up from the adoption agency was a good girl. The first time she met her adoptive parents, she didn't have the slightest bit of trepidation.
Are you gonna be my mommy and daddy?
This also makes the couple immediately overjoyed. After all, having a daughter had been their wish for a long time. The three brothers also welcomed the new addition, but something unexpected happened. The administrator of the adoption agency told them, Natalie's last parents had given her hip surgery, but the cost was on them. The whopping $7,000 medical bill was too much for the couple to handle for a while. After all, the adoption agency hadn't even discussed Natalie's need for a walker with them beforehand. Now the opening of Chris's daycare center was imminent. The family had three more children to support. The cost is just too much to bear. But looking at such a lovely Natalie in front of him, Chris gritted his teeth.
Use the rest of the rec center money. That ought to do it.
But what, don't you need that to finish it up?
No, it's okay. We'll cook quarters at home until we pay it back. That money is there to help disabled kids, right?
That's how they ended up taking Natalie home. Unbeknownst to them, a nightmare was to follow. Before boarding the plane, they brought the children to the restaurant for dinner. Natalie, however, was a change of character and was screaming that she wanted to go to the beach before her parents had finished their meal.
Talia.
I want to go to Vietnam!
Have some more
pancakes.
Me! Have some more pancakes.
No, I don't want pancakes!
Oh, yeah, that's enough!
Looked at the walking Natalie, the couple froze. But on second thought, Natalie couldn't have gotten a walker on her own. The congenital dwarf made her bones abnormal, causing pain. But it wasn't a complete inability to walk. However, after returning home, faced with her parents' carefully decorated room, Natalie once again expressed her dissatisfaction.